Good morning and welcome back to the morning edition of the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. I'm Jeff Nally, and in working with agriculture nationwide and even globally, as I travel across and between the states, the colloquialisms may change, the phrases may change, but the voice of agriculture from farmers is largely the same. Case in point this morning, our first guest is Eddie Melton, who's first vice president of the Kentucky Farm Bureau Federation. He's a Western Kentucky farmer and suggests, like many, that this was a tough year raising crops.
It was a challenge planting this crop, getting it planted. We got a late start, I think all across the state, for most part of the state. It was a challenge to try to get it planted. We actually didn't plant anything on our farm till first part of May, and we ran for about 3 hours, and then it rained us out, and we were out until about the 14th of May, and we started planting corn and soybeans both on the 14th of May. Had a lot of water damage on a lot of our lower ground, and then now the crop is fairly decent. I'm not going to complain about it. The better land probably wasn't our best crop this year with the water damage we had, and now we're in this drought. Corn, you know, a lot of people are harvesting corn at 12% moisture, and soybeans are down in the 8, 9, 10%. So we went from an extreme last fall of being too wet to another extreme this year being too dry.
So that's the nature of farming, though. Seldom do you see all these extremes in one particular year, but it helps to give reason and credence why a safety net and risk management tools are important, because none of these things could you control.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, and every year, I've been farming a long time, and every year has its own set of challenges. But, you know, farmers are resilient. They'll pick it up, and they'll deal with what they've got to deal with and make the best out of it. If you know, it's just important to grow a crop. You know, the people that have been in the drought situations around the state that don't have the bushels, you know, that's the thing where you always fall short. I'll always say I'll take price, bushels over price every time, because it doesn't matter what the price is. If you don't have the bushels, you can't sell it.
Exactly so. So from your opinion of the folks that you've talked with, that you work with, Eddie, we have been in a long income deficit year after year after year, and the lending institutions are telling us that yes, we're beginning to see some delinquencies up, but it's not troublesome, that the balance sheet is still strong. But I fear how long farmers like yourself and others can deal with these elements and now low commodity prices and keep going.
I am too. You know, we do need some prices. We need to get some of these things that are going on around the world settled. They actually need to happen. We need to get these trade agreements right, but we need to go on with them and get them finished up. But get the USMCA done, you know, the Japan agreement, we're glad to see that. Hopefully we can get something done with China soon, and we can get back to growing a crop and getting a fair price for it. But as far as the balance sheet thing, you know, land prices are still seem to be holding up, and I think that's one thing that's helping farmers' balance sheets right now is land prices are staying up. That will help them. How long that will last, who knows? It's going to make it more and more difficult for farmers to actually purchase land, especially our younger folks. You know, that's probably what concerns me the most, is younger folks that want to farm and are getting into farming, and how they're going to sustain to keep going forward with the lower prices that we've got now.
I talked to Nathan Kaufman with the Kansas City Fed Reserve Bank, and he suggested that, yes, it is that young group that is challenged, but overall, with regard to today's agriculture as opposed to the 1980s, I lived through the 80s, the farm didn't, but that we saw land values declining and farm machinery declining and interest rates were incredibly high. We don't have that necessarily today. It's not the same scenario that it was then.
It's not. You and I both lived through that time. That's why you and I've got gray hair. We've got that experience of the 80s. But it was a challenge back then. You know, I was paying 17 and 18% interest on some loans that I had as a young person getting out of college then. If that were the case today, we would definitely be in a different spot. But it's still challenging out there. You know, equipment costs are so high. Input costs are just ridiculously high now. You know, all those things play into where we are. And corn's probably about the same price as it was. But I think I can remember, and you can fact check me on this if you need to, but I believe in 1983, before the market, when we had that drought of 1983, I believe corn was about $3.65, if I remember correctly. So we're still dealing with the same things today. We're not paying the interest rate. But you know, as I said earlier, farmers are resilient. We're going to find a way, and we'll put out another crop next year.
That's Western Kentucky farmer and Kentucky First Vice President Eddie Milton. Stay tuned. The Vice President of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, Ryan Quarles, our guest next here on the Morning Edition on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.